96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Googe Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
We are live inside of Opelika High School Gymnasium on the campus of Opelika High in Auburn and Opelika, Alabama, as your Auburn High Tigers on the road tonight against the rival Opelika Bulldogs for what should be an awesome game and an awesome environment between Auburn and Opelika. Hello, Tiger fans. I'm Jacob Goins. It's going to be fun and loud inside this gym tonight as Auburn and Opelika set to do battle for the second time this season. We get you ready for a countdown to tip off. We'll tell you some notes, tell you some stats and what you need to know. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Welcome back to Opelika High School in Opelika, Alabama, just about 20 minutes away from your home of the Auburn High Tigers. And we get you ready for Auburn and Opelika. Varsity girls with a huge win. They beat Opelika by 40. And man, wouldn't that be nice if the boys could do the same. But I tell you what, the last two times these two teams met back at Auburn High School on January 16th, it was a big-time win for Auburn, 74-57, as Auburn walks out of their home gym with a 17-point win against Opelika. And what's so crazy is this Opelika team, at least in the preseason and at least in non-area play, right, November, December, as we were getting into January, everybody said that they were the team to beat in the area. But they've struggled a little bit. 2-3 in area play is Opelika. Your Auburn High Tigers are 3-2 in area play with a big win over Opelika and trying to double down here tonight. And we told you in the varsity girls game, not as much postseason implications there as we have here, but not as much as we've seen in recent memory as well. For Auburn, it's simple. You win tonight, you're the 2 seed in the area tournament. Opelika's trying to fight for a little bit more. But there's a pretty good chance that no matter what happens between these two teams tonight, they will play each other in the first round of the area tournament. So it's your Auburn High Tigers. It's the Opelika Bulldogs, and we're on the road here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Starting lineups and opening tip are coming up right after this, and you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Happy New Year from owner Justin Quinn and his innovative team at Sensegreen HVAC and Insulation. Looking for a clean, comfortable retreat for your home this new year? Contact East Alabama's premier and most affordable Carrier dealer at 334-641-5450 or at sensegreen.com. Now extending up to $1,500 off any new system through February, Sensegreen offers competitive financing for all their sensible green solutions. This winter, for air that is warm and clean, call Sensegreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. We'll start with your visiting Auburn High School Tigers. It is a unique but a fun starting lineup for head coach Chris Brandt and the Auburn High Tigers. It's number one, Antoine Daniels. It's number 10, Trey Ross. Number 12, Kentrell Evans. Number 2, Trendon Maynard. And number 24, Caleb Brooks. So, Daniels, Maynard, Ross, Evans, and Brooks, the starting five for Auburn High. For Opelika, here at home in the rematch between Auburn and Opelika, wearing number one is Kyrie Johnson. Wearing number three is Carday Wright. Wearing number four is Caleb Baker. Wearing number five is Brady McNally. And wearing number 11 is Jadarian Holloway. It's the Tigers and the Dogs. Auburn and Opelika. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups, brought to you by Auburn Bank. Champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. Tigers in the black uniforms here tonight. Black on top, black on bottom, blue numbers and letters on front and back, and blue trim down the side. Opelika in white on top, white on bottom, black numbers and letters on front and back, black trim down the side. Tigers jump the ball with Trey Ross, and we're underway inside of Auburn High School, inside of Opelika High School, that is, gymnasium. Left to right on your radio dial. Tigers win the tip, and we are underway. It's Trendon Maynard at the top, feeds to the near corner for Caleb Brooks. Back to Antoine Daniels, touches the ball for the first time, turns around and airballs. An 18-foot jumper ball goes out of bounds off of Auburn, and it's Opelika basketball. And the official has stopped the game already. I think we're having an issue with Auburn High students on the floor. Their student section, our student section, is to our right. They've got a problem with kids on the floor. Our student section's to the right. Opelika's student section is to the left, but they are separated by a barrier. Auburn High is not. So I think that's going to be the issue, because they're pretty much up on the floor. The only thing separating them from the baseline is the word Bulldogs written in black on the baseline. So I think that's exactly what's going to happen here. And that's smart by the official. Absolutely is smart. That is smart by the Opelika officials. They have moved the students up off the floor, so when something happens underneath the basket, like a loose ball or a rebound or something like that, Auburn High students can't be there right in the middle of the action. So Auburn starts with a missed shot. Opelika moving right to left on your radio dial with the first offensive possession of the game, and they start with a layup by Caleb Baker, and we're underway just 40 seconds into the game. Again, Tigers moving left to right, wearing all black. Antoine has it at the top. He's guarded heavily by Carday Wright. Swings it over for Maynard. Caleb Brooks, far corner three. In and out. Rebound, Trey Ross. Goes up strong, and he's fouled. Auburn High is going to have to make some shots here tonight, folks. They came into this gym last year and got a big win. Some clutch free throws from Antoine Daniels down the stretch of that one. I have a feeling we could have something very similar here this evening between Auburn and Opelika. First free throw from Trey Ross is good. Man, would love to see Trey Ross, one of the eight seniors on this team, 6'6", 220. Would love to see him get in a rhythm down the stretch of this season and help Auburn make a run in the postseason, and that's a good way to start. Two for two at the line. We're tied at two, 60 seconds into the game. Dogs moving right to left on your radio dial. They whip a no-look pass, and Brady McNally wasn't ready for it. Right off the knees of five and white. Student section's making noise. I love it. They're on each end zone here at Opelika High. Stands are full, standing room only. 360 around this place. This is as good of a high school atmosphere as it gets. It's a small gym, but a packed gym. Antoine has it. Free throw line extended on the right. Maynard rips a three. Can't get it to fall. Trey Ross is there again. Put back is good by 10 in black. And Trey Ross has all 4 points for Auburn. They take their first lead of the game. Auburn's advantage is 2. 6:20 to play, first quarter. McNally gets to the lane. His pass was blocked into the hands of Kyrie Johnson. Cross-court pass. McNally for 3. No. Lets it short. Fights for his own board, but it comes to the hands of Maynard. He surges ahead to the lane. And a finger roll finish for Trendon Maynard. And Auburn is up by 4. We're 2 minutes into the first quarter. Tiger student section making noise to my right. Opelika in the half court to my left. McNally at the top. Bounce pass nearly stolen. Instead, it's an 18-foot jumper nearly airballed, and Antoine Daniels pulls down the board. Left to right go the Tigers. Daniels has been quiet. Maynard thought about the three. Kicks for Brooks. That's a three. Too strong. Rebound fought for. Out of bounds off of Opelika, and it's Auburn High School basketball. I love the aggression by Caleb Brooks. He's a guy, when he scores, Auburn's in good position. He averages 7 points a game. You're going to need them all here tonight. Antoine off the inbound. Free throw line. Jumper. No, but he's fouled. So Antoine Daniels will have his first chance to score tonight. And it'll come at the free throw line, a place that he is so comfortable and a place that you want him in close games like this one. And he steps up, all black sneakers tonight, and in and out on the first free throw. 6-2 is Auburn's lead. 5:28 to play, first quarter. We appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. Second free throw from Antoine. Gets it back. Splits a pair. Auburn's largest lead now 5. Opelika right to left on your radio dial. They kick it to the corner. Dribble drive in the lane. Floater is good. A nice take from Jadarian Holloway. Gets it to go and stops the run for Auburn. Tigers trying to avoid the 10-second call, and they do. Caleb Brooks in the far corner. Gets it to Antoine. Dribble drive. Kicks to the near corner. Kentrell Evans for 3. No. Rebound knocked around. Trey Ross can't come up with it. And Opelika looks to push. And a foul from behind on the advance pass as Carday Wright tried to get it up the floor. And they're going to get either Caleb Brooks or Kentrell Evans. I didn't see which one they called it on. I believe it's going to be Caleb Brooks. He sits down, and Cash Reeve comes in. The first sub of the ball game belongs to Auburn High. 7-4 is Auburn's lead. 4:50 to play, first quarter. At the high elbow, Kyrie Johnson dumps it down low, and Cash Reeve fouled him. Cash Reeve prevented the entry pass to Caleb Baker, but had him around the waist. Two fouls on Opelika. No, sorry. Well, they put that foul on the wrong team. I believe both teams have 2. Oh, my goodness. They called that foul on Opelika. Wow. Okay. They called that foul on Opelika. Cash Reef was saying he was being grabbed by the waist, and I think he sold the call. Wow. Good for you, Cash Reef. So, yes, 3 fouls on Opelika, 1 foul on Auburn, and it's Tigers basketball in the half court to our right. Antoine has it at the top. Between the legs, dribble. Stops in the semicircle. No look pass is stolen. Opelika pushes right to left. Left-hand side of the floor is Carney Wright. Calls for the screen. He gets it. Switches off now. A.J. Turnbow guards him in the ballgame for the first time. Kicks to the corner for McNally. Kicks to the near corner. That's a 3 for Opelika. 2 strong. Rebound by Turnbow. 7-4. Auburn leads. We approach 4 minutes in this first quarter. It's Trendon Maynard inside the red circle that hosts Opelika. Antoine on the left-hand wing, kicks it to Cash Reeve, gets in the lane, 6-foot floater is gone. Little head fake jump shot from Cash Reeve, he's on the board, and Tigers are back up by 5. Right to left on your radio dial, that is Carney Wright, guarded heavily by Antoine Daniels, sticks with him through the screen, tough floater was blocked by Antoine, rebound by Reeve. Head up the floor. Crossover dribble at the top. Kicks it to Antoine. Right wing 3. Instead, he gets to the lane and he traveled. Antoine hesitated on the 3. Tried to swipe the knees and go and took an extra step doing so. 3:35, first quarter. Auburn leads 9-4 over Opelika. Tigers 3-2 in the area. Opelika 2-3 in the area. Speaking of a three, that's a missed one from the top by Carney Wright. Auburn looks to push with Antoine. He's hit hard at the top, no call. It's a stolen play, and Brady McNally has an open layup because of it. Antoine doesn't just fall to the floor, folks. He's 6'5", 200. It takes contact to put him there. Trendon Maynard, wild shot in the lane, goes flying into the student section. He was fouled hard. He's still down on the floor. And he appears to be okay. He's slow to get up. And Trendon eventually does. Not sure if he took a shot to the hand or somewhere else. Trendon going to try and walk it off. He's got two free throws coming up. But the senior guard going to try and walk it off. He may have taken a shot. It's all right. We've all been there. With 3:06 to play, first quarter. Auburn 9, Opelika 6. Senior guard Trendon Maynard spins it, shoots it, makes it. Maynard up to 3 points, can make it 4. On another free throw. Got the all-white sneakers on tonight. And leaves the second free throw short. McNally rips down the board. 5 minutes in, 3 to go. In this first quarter, Auburn leads 10-6 over Opelika. And one of the most heated rivalries in all of high school sports. Left-hand side of the floor is Jadarian Holloway. Gets to the top, gets the switch for Trey Ross. Pass nearly stolen. Instead, it's McNally on a 3, left it short. Tigers have been bailed out so far. Opelika yet to make a 3. Maynard in the near corner. That's a 3. No. Rebound popped out to the hands of Antoine Daniels. Rips it from NBA range and knocks it down. Antoine Daniels, his first field goal of the night, is an NBA range 3 from Toronto. And Auburn is up 13-6, 2.5 to play. Opelika looks to respond, and they do. Jadarian Holloway rips it from about the same distance and has the same result. 2:10, counting down first quarter. Maynard kicks to the near corner. Turnbow for 3. No. Rebound tipped out to Opelika and then stolen. Maynard has it in the half court. Gets to the baseline. Dumps down for Turnbow. Bank shot won't fall. Tipped out to McNally. One-on-one with Antoine. Gets to the lane. No contact, no foul, and the bucket is good. I'm just glad Antoine didn't foul. And then ball is knocked out of bounds on the advancement by Auburn. I'm just glad Antoine didn't foul. We know he's had that problem this year, and it's so easy to do in a one-on-one situation like that. That was good defense and better shot making by 5 and White. You tip your cap and move on. As Antonio Welch is in the game for the first time. He has it at the top, standing on the A of Opelika at center court. Picks up his dribble, bounces to Turnbow, finds himself wide open at the free throw line. Can't come up with the jump shot. Ball is saved by Opelika in the hands of Tony. To the lane, contact no, layup no, rebound yes, shot is blocked. Here comes Opelika, floater from 6 feet, Antoine to test. He can't get there, and Jadarian Holloway leads all scorers with 7. We are knotted up at 13. Antoine to respond. Bad shot at the free throw line is clanked. And then Opelika is fouled by Auburn on the rebound. And then believe we just got a technical foul called against Auburn High. I didn't see what happened. Yeah. A technical foul is called. They get Antonio Welch. And Antonio Welch gets called on a technical foul. I think he said something. I didn't see it. I think Tony said something, and he's talking to the official right now, as that'll put Kyrie Johnson at the free throw line. He makes the first. Kyrie Johnson at the free throw line. He had a busy night the last time these two teams played, and he makes both. And Opelika has their first lead since it was 2-0. In this quarter, what a big swing. Auburn was up by 7. And now they're down by 2. 70 seconds to play, first quarter. That is Holloway, right side. A cross-court pass, a wide-open 3, in and out. Turnbow skies for the rebound. Here comes Auburn with 60 seconds. It is a bounce pass to the near corner. Cash Reef wants a 3. Rebound comes to Kentrell Evans. He lost it in the hands of Brady McNally. Here is Holloway on the right-hand side. Tries to find a cutting Johnson. He can't do so. On the right-hand wing, Tony tries to steal it. Holloway, floater, no. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Cash Reef, who tries to thread the needle, pass, and stolen. Here is McNally in the lane again. It's good. And a timeout called by Auburn High. No, a turnover by Auburn High. Tigers throw it away. My goodness, there's so many people over there I can hardly see. And Auburn throws the pass away, so Opelika will now inbound in front of the Auburn High bench on the left sideline. They have possession, the lead, and 30 seconds to play with. They're in the half court to our left. That is Carney right at the top, kicks it to the corner, McNally for three. I said Auburn had gotten lucky and bailed out by them not making shots. That streak is over. Turnbow, baseline, reverse layup, wild, no good. Rebound fought for and a jump ball, I think. Lots of contact as it was Antonio Welch in the mix with Kyrie Johnson. And a jump ball is called. And possession arrow goes to Opelika. Tony just got a scolding look by the official. The same official who gave Tony the technical foul a couple of minutes ago. I think it was two guys scuffling for the basketball, to be quite honest with you. But regardless, Auburn has seen their lead disappear and their deficit swell to seven. Here's McNally with six. Kicks out for a three. No. Tip drill at the buzzer won't fall. And Opelika leads your Auburn High Tigers 20-13 after the first quarter. Second quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Auburn and Opelika, man, it's dramatic all the time. It doesn't matter if it's football, basketball, track and field. I mean, it could be, I don't know, it could be race cars. I don't know. I mean, this rivalry, it's just so impressive, man. There's always something. There's always some dramatics. There's always some fire with these two teams when they come together. Doesn't matter how good, doesn't matter how bad either side is. And we've got a fun one for you tonight as Auburn trails Opelika 20-13 as we begin the second quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Tigers 18-9 on the season. 3-2 in area play. Opelika 19-6 on the season. 2-3 in area play. Tigers trying to win and secure the 2 seed in the area tournament. Opelika trying to secure the 2 seed, avoid a 3 seed, and avoid a possible coin flip with Smith Station. Tigers have the basketball left to right on your radio dial. They kick it to the far corner. Now it's Trenton Maynard at the top. Back to Cash Reef. Open three. May have been blocked. It was an air ball. Rebound fought for. Trey Ross has it. Back out to Reef. Out to Antoine. Thought about the three. Picks up his dribble. Reef in the corner. Gets to the baseline. Falls down. Bounce pass to Tony. Looks for an outlet. He gets it. Antoine straight away didn't take the three. Tigers are hesitating. They pass up another three. And Cash Reef finally fouled in the lane. Hesitant is a word that I don't use to describe this Auburn High team very often in terms of shooting the basketball, but that's what they are right now, and I don't know why that is. That foul was on the floor, just the first for Opelika. 41 seconds into the second quarter. So Auburn turns it over. It's Opelika basketball moving right to left on your radio dial. 7-10 to play in this second quarter, and Opelika leads 20-13 over your Auburn High Tigers. Just met an old friend of mine, a guy I went to college with. Man, that was really cool. I hadn't seen him in a long time. McNally in the lane. Misses the shot. Basically alley-ooped it to himself and gets the put back to go. Brayden McNally's having a night. He had 9 in the first quarter. He's up to 11. And their lead is 9. Maynard passes to Antoine, who gets the 3 to go off the back iron. A soft kiss for Antoine Daniels. Give him 3. The first points for the Tigers in the second quarter. 6.5 to play, second quarter. Opelika has a layup blocked in the lane, and then a foul is called underneath. The shot was blocked at the top. Antoine gets called for the foul. What else is he supposed to do? He cleanly blocked the shot. He didn't kick his legs out underneath. That's a terrible call. And that puts Opelika at the free throw line. I mean, Auburn had already grabbed the rebound. That's horrible. With 6:28 to play, second quarter, Opelika has Carney Wright stepping up to the charity stripe. They lead 22-16 and can add on to it here. And they cannot. Auburn High comes into this game. They beat Opelika 74-57 in the first matchup back on January 16th. And with that win, they're currently on an 8-game win streak against Opelika varsity boys basketball. Carney Wright splits a pair, his first points on the night. He'll sub out. And Noah Littlepage will step in wearing 10 and white for Opelika. So 8 games in a row that Auburn has beat Opelika in varsity boys basketball. Heck of a streak in conjunction with the girls' record as well. Maynard's got it in the half court. Kicks to Antoine at the top. 2-3 zone extended for Opelika. Left to right we go. Caleb Brooks at the top. Kicks for Cash Reef in the far corner. He lost it out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn. Opelika very handsy right now with Auburn ball handlers. Got to be strong with it in this game. Trey Ross off the inbound floater from 4 feet. Turn around and gets it to go over London Ray. Trey Ross has come to play this evening. He has 6 of the 18 for Auburn, and we're back within 5. Under 6 to play. Thought about the 3 at the top, did Littlepage. Kicks it back out. That is Micah Truitt in the game for the first time. At the top, that is Johnson. Gets to the lane. Shot's no good. Lots of contact. We play on. Johnson still down underneath the basket. Maynard in the near corner. Gets it underneath for Trey Ross. He is fouled underneath. He is fouled underneath as Trey Ross. No shot. Should be on the floor as Kyrie Johnson is still down underneath the opposing or on the opposite basket. And the play is stopped. That foul is called on Noah Littlepage. And Kyrie Johnson appears to get up and be okay. Not sure exactly what happened. But able to get up and walk off under his own power. Kyrie Johnson had 21 points the last time these two teams played. They're going to walk back to the locker room and get looked at. Is Kyrie Johnson. Baseline inbound pass deflected right back to Caleb Brooks. Tigers will do it again. 5:34 to play, second quarter. Inbound to Antoine Daniels. Kicks to the near corner. Caleb Brooks had his 3 blocked and he's fouled. Caleb Brooks draws the foul. He was behind the line. 3 shots coming up for 24 in black. Caleb Brooks. Just a 55% free throw shooter, but not a lot of volume on that 55%. And the first one is pure. Brooks is on the board with his first point of the night. Man, what these 3 free throws would do for you right now. He stepped up to the line, down by 5. Caleb Brooks 2 for 2. As Antoine Daniels... It looked like he was going to sub out, but he'll stay on the floor. Antoine, Cash Reef, Trey Ross, Trendon Maynard, and, of course, Caleb Brooks, who goes 3 for 3 at the free throw line. Big shots from 24 in black, and Auburn is back within 2. 5.5 to play in the second quarter. Auburn's largest lead was 7. Their largest deficit was 7 as well. Largest deficit was 9, actually. As Johnson back in the game, gets to the lane, kicks to the corner. That 3 no good. Rebound tipped around, fought 4 bodies on the floor. Trenton Maynard comes up with it. Here comes Trendon to the lane. Eurostep. He was fouled. No call. He was fouled. No call. But instead, it's Auburn High basketball. They say Opelika blocked it out of bounds. Officials come together and meet after Opelika complains, and they change the call. If that play doesn't happen in front of Opelika's bench, they don't have a discussion about it at all. But instead, Opelika complains. They get it. And it's Bulldog basketball. 5 minutes to play. Second quarter, 23-21. Opelika leads. At the top, it's Little Page. Kicks it to Johnson on the right-hand side. Looking for a guard. He finds McNally. Lets it fly. Got it. Brady McNally has 15 points. No, 14 points in this game. Trey Ross will silence the crowd with a little three-foot bank shot floater. Trey Ross has had an incredible game. One of the best halves he's played all season long. He's got 8 points for Auburn to keep them within a bucket. Tigers making noise. 4:20 to play. Counting down second quarter. That's a deep three. Left it short. McNally is there on the putback. Holloway couldn't get it to fall. Tigers don't box out, and McNally gets another two. Seven in the corner. Tigers advance the basketball. Caleb Brooks underneath. Trendon Maynard found him from half court. Good play by Caleb Brooks. Heck of a pass by Trendon Maynard. Opelika tries to respond with a three. They cannot, and Tigers can cut it to one or tie it up. On this possession, we're under four to play first half. A reminder, the first half action of tonight's game presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell Dewitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Trey Ross with an awkward-looking three. He could not get it to go. And here comes Opelika. Holloway spinning the lane. Tough floater, won't fall. Rebound knocked around. Caleb Brooks comes up with it. 3.5 minutes to play. Second quarter. Auburn trails by three. Kicks to the wing. Maynard. That's a three. No. Rebound knocked around and into the hands of Kyrie Johnson. A grenade pass ahead for Holloway. Right wing. Spin on Antoine. He's cut off. McNally at the top. Gets to the lane. Goes around one. Goes around two. And finishes strong with a left-hand finger roll. 9 points in the first. 9 points in the second. I'm not good at math, but folks, that's 18 points for Brady McNally in this first half. As Opelika tips a pass out of bounds into their own bench. Antonio Welch comes in. Trendon Maynard sits down. 2:57 to play first half. Opelika leads Auburn by five. As Tony will inbound to Antoine Daniels. He'll rip a three off the inbound. Left it short. Trey Ross is there to clean it up. And poor man gets paid. Trey Ross continues his historic first half. He's got 6 in the quarter, 10 in the game. Auburn back within 3. Here comes Carney right off the inbound. Coast to coast. Takes the contact. Left it short. Here comes Auburn. Cash Reeve to the lane. Dumps it off. Tony had a shot blocked, but a charge. What? There's no way he was set. That was after the play. Jadarian Holloway comes flying in, takes contact after the play was already over. Oh, my gosh. If anything, let it play on. That's terrible. It had nothing to do with that play right there. Unbelievable. 11 and white, that's Holloway. Brings it across the 10-second line. Right to left on your radio dial. Left-hand wing, he's stuck. Cross-court pass. Thought about the three, did right. Fly-by for Tony. Takes the three, too strong. And Trey Ross with another board. 2:15 to play, first half. Auburn trails Opelika by three here on the road. Caleb Brooks on the right-hand wing, hesitates on the three. Antoine at the elbow, double team. He's being fouled in there, no call. Ball knocked away, here come the Dogs. Brady McNally to the lane, too strong, rebound, fought for and brought out by Tony. Now he's stuck in the corner, calls a timeout. 30-second timeout for Auburn High. Good call by Antonio Welch. Antoine got mugged down here and didn't get the call. Again, I talked about it a little bit earlier. Antoine doesn't just fall to the floor very often. Antoine also doesn't just lose the basketball very often either. And that's a foul on Opelika. No call, but timeout on the floor. And we'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. But I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn and Opelika, second time this year on the hardwood. Tigers trying to get a clean sweep. Tigers trying to secure the 2 seed in the area and take down their biggest rival once again. Appreciate you being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. On 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. I'm Jacob Gons with you here on the road at Opelika. 1:45 counting down, second quarter. Tigers have an open three with Caleb Brooks and buries it from the far corner. Caleb Brooks has come to play tonight too. He's got 8 points all in this quarter, and we are tied up with 30 to play, or with at 30 with a minute and a half to play in the first half. Opelika moving right to left on your radio dial. They are in all white, white on top, white on bottom. McNally, he's been the story, left it short that time from three. Tigers in all black here on the road. Antoine Daniels, Cash Reef, Antonio Welch, Trey Ross, and Caleb Brooks. Trey Ross pulls up from the elbow, too strong. Tigers fight each other for a rebound, and it comes out to Opelika. How is that a foul on Antonio Welch? He's just standing there. Opelika tries to turn up the floor. Antonio Welch is trying to get out of the way, and another foul on five in black. That's unbelievable. So he's going to sit down. He's in foul trouble. And that'll bring in Ian Miller, who wears number zero for this Auburn High team. He'll sub in for the first time tonight. McNally in the lane, steps back to the baseline, kicks it out for Carney Wright. Floater in the lane, way too strong. Rebound fought for by Antoine. 45 seconds to play, counting down. Picks up his dribble, bounce pass to Cash Reef. In the lane for Trey Ross. Pump fake, kick out for Antoine. Works around the perimeter. Daniels at the top with 35 seconds to play, counting down. We're tied at 30 here in the first half. Daniels on the right-hand wing. Cross-court pass to a cutting Caleb Brooks and stolen. That was a forced pass. Here comes Holloway around one, an up and under shot, no good. But a foul is called, and it's a charge on Opelika. It's a charge on Jadarian Holloway. The right call, and Auburn's coming back this way with 24 seconds to play in the first half. Be sure you stick with us. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll tell you about this one and what to expect in the second half. Here's Auburn in the lane. Trey Ross wasn't ready for the pass. Here comes McNally, right to left for the Dogs. Kick to the corner. That's a three. No, left it short. Carney Wright is there. Cleans it up for two. 32-30, Opelika. Auburn has time at two. Now with Antoine at one. Good if it goes from half court. No. And Opelika will take a two-point lead to the locker room. Carney Wright with the bucket right before the buzzer. 32-30. Opelika leads Auburn here inside of Opelika High. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeff Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need. Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Tigers trail the Opelika Bulldogs on the road 32-30 in what has been a tight game so far, and we expect it to be that way the rest of the game. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 32-30 is the score. Auburn trailing Opelika. In a game that saw Opelika score the first bucket, Auburn get out to a 7-point lead. That disappeared. Opelika got up by as many as 9 in that first half, and Auburn made a nice comeback. It was a tip drill play by Carday Wright right before the buzzer to give Opelika a 32-30 lead. Let's get into some of those halftime scoring stats here on the Auburn High Sports Network. They're brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a Regional 1. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. We'll start with the Opelika Bulldogs, who again have a 2-point lead at the half. Leading all scorers was Brady McNally. He had 9 points per corner, give him 18 in that first half. He was on a roll, and he was doing it from all over the floor, from behind the arc, in the lane, mid-range, didn't matter. Brady McNally was on fire. He had 18, 7 for Jadarian Holloway. A couple of the dogs had 2. That's Caleb Baker and Kyrie Johnson, and Carney Wright had 3 points as well. For your Auburn High Tigers, again, halftime stats brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust. We'll start top to bottom on this roster, as Antoine Daniels had 7 points in the first half. Trendon Maynard held to just 3 in the first quarter. Cash Reeve had a made bucket. Trey Ross had 10, and what I'm calling the best half of basketball he has played all season long. He had 10. Caleb Brooks had 7. Maybe his best half of basketball this season as well. And Auburn trails Opelika 32-30 at the half. Stick around. We'll have more of the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report coming up right after this. We'll tell you what you need to know for the second half, plus what's up for grabs between these two teams. All that coming up when the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report continues after this.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Hey, Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Your Auburn High Tigers trail Opelika 32-30 in the varsity boys game. Third quarter action coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm your man, Jacob Goins, and we are joined at halftime, as we usually are, by the head coach of the Auburn High Lady Tigers, head coach Courtney Pritchett. Coach, congratulations on your big win tonight. 72-32, final score combined against Opelika this season. Your winning margin was 91 points. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm proud of the girls. It's a pretty good job.
So. Were you impressed with the win tonight? It was feisty. There was energy. There was passion. There was drama, like there always is, right, between Auburn and Opelika. But you left the starters in a lot longer than I figured you would. Why'd you do that?
Well, I mean, it got a little chippy down the stretch, and then this is still Opelika. So I felt like our starters needed a few more minutes just to kind of get themselves together and just kind of get out. I mean, like I said, this was just constantly been looking for help, some depth, and I felt really good about that tonight. We actually got a chance to get some of our younger kids in. Ninth grade group. My daughter got a chance to get out there and play a little bit, so it's a good one.
Back-to-back years, Coach. Again, head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High Varsity Girls with us in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Back-to-back seasons, you go undefeated in area play. 6-0 both times. You're going to host the area tournament again coming up on February 11th. What does that mean for you, your team, and your program to have such dominance against some pretty good teams?
Well, it actually means nothing if the outcome is not what we want. And so we did the same thing last year and then got to the second game of the region and didn't have the outcome we wanted. So our goals are really, really, really focused this year that we want to get to that state championship game. And so this is a great start, you know. And this, you know, this has been a blessing for me to be in a program where we've had so much success. I tell the girls all the time, there's not a lot of losses in a season if you play girls basketball at Auburn High School. So that's something that we are grateful for and just kind of thankful for the opportunity, you know, given to us at Auburn High School.
As we're about to start the second half of the Auburn High and Opelika boys game, what's the message to your team? Couple of non-area games next week and then the area tournament the week after that, Coach. What's the message to your girls as you go into postseason play?
You know, Bridger and Russell's a good team, so we'll play hard against them. There's no message needed for Park Crossing. They're the number one team in 6A.
Yeah.
You know, and they're defending their state championship, so that will be a great win for us if we get it. So I'm pretty sure our girls will be really, really, really focused. Nice shot.
It was a big win for Auburn High Varsity Girls by 40 in the game against Opelika. We begin the third quarter here between Auburn and Opelika in the Varsity Boys game. 32-30 is Opelika's lead. Slim as Auburn gets a stop defensively, misses a shot, gets another stop, and now Auburn will be moving right to left on your radio dial. You hanging out for a few minutes, Coach?
I will.
Okay, yeah. You haven't joined me in the third quarter yet. You do a pretty good job, I'll say so. We're 30 seconds in to this third quarter. Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial. They've got black on top, black on bottom with their jersey combination tonight. Trendon Maynard will run point with 40 seconds in to the third quarter. 32-30 is the lead. It has not changed since halftime. High screen for Maynard at the top. Whips a pass to the corner for Caleb Brooks. Pass was deflected out of bounds, trying to feed it down low to Trey Ross, who, Coach, had a fantastic first half. 10 points for Trey Ross in the first half.
Yeah, Trey is playing very well. This is a big game for him to get in there and bang down on the inside. You know, that's going to be the key for us, I think, moving forward. We got to score in the paint.
10 points for Trey Ross, 7 for Caleb Brooks in that first half. Only 3 for Trendon Maynard. Antoine was limited to 7. Kentrell Evans gets in the corner, tries to shovel past Trey Ross. Can't do so. Ball's on the floor. Here comes Opelika. As Brady McNally whips a pass to Carday. He hands it off at the top. There's an open shooter far corner. Opelika could not find him. 6:50 counting down, third quarter. Opelika leads Auburn 32-30, and a nice finger roll finish. And then a whistle after the play.
Yeah, a little extra after the play. Got him a tick.
Yeah.
It's a great move.
We saw a technical foul get called in the first half against Antonio Welch for Auburn High. It's easy to do in a game like this, huh, Coach?
I mean, these rivalry games, you got to know that it's going to be a lot of talking, and it's going to be, you know, I like it when they kind of let it go until it gets a little out of hand and they kind of stop it. But, you know, a little jawing back and forth, I think that's healthy for the game.
It's part of it, especially in basketball when it's so up close and personal, right? Antoine cannot connect on the first free throw. Tigers moving right to left. That's important because they'll be shooting into the Opelika student section here in this second half. Antoine goes one for two.
You know, one of the things we don't think about, these guys all know each other. I mean, it's not hard. Those guys, they play, travel together. I mean, they know each other, so it's just a little talking.
Got head coach Courtney Pritchett of Auburn High School girls basketball with me on the broadcast here in the second half between Auburn and Opelika. Tigers in the half court, finds Kentrell Evans underneath, reverse layup, left it short. Putback is good by Kentrell Evans. First points of the night for 12, and Auburn is back within one. 6.5 counting down. Opelika in the half court. They haven't had a ton of half court sets tonight, but they've been successful when they do. And then a foul in the lane. No shot. It was on the floor. That'll be the first foul for Auburn in this third quarter.
You know, Opelika's been intentional about attacking the basket.
Yeah.
I think that's been the key recipe for their success this first half, just getting to the basket. They ain't taking a ton of shots from the three.
McNally will inbound on the baseline left. He finds it to a Bulldog on the left-hand side. It's Holloway on the free throw line, extended on the left in front of the Opelika fans here at Opelika High School. Dribble drive, step back, long two. He airballed it. And Trey Ross wasn't ready for the airball. Tips it to a Dog and a two-hand dunk by Caleb Baker. That's an unfortunate play. One you just can't coach. You can't play for that, really.
Yeah, it's a good defensive stop, and he just didn't get it.
Little full-court press by Opelika. Tigers able to break it right to left. Trendon Maynard has it at the top. A quiet first half for him. Would love to see Trendon get going. A guy that averages almost 14 points a game was limited to three. This would be a good way to start with a straightaway three. Left it short. Rebound comes out to Opelika. One-on-one. Carney right. Trendon Maynard spinning the lane. Shot was blocked.
Nice block
by Antoine Daniels. Off the backboard. Here comes Antoine. Kicks to Evans. Step back in the corner. Feeds it to Ross, and the Tigers turn it over. Another hesitant possession by Auburn. McNally uses two steps, gets to the basket, gets it, and a foul.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of that on the other end. When you don't take advantage of that, it's always going to be bad on the backside.
Always a response, it feels right? If you don't take advantage, the home team will definitely get it.
Great play with a good block. You get out here, you turn the ball over, and then they're gonna drive it right back down. Opelika is attacking the basket.
That's their game plan. Attacking. So Brady McNally, who had 18 in the first half, got a chance at one more at the free throw line in a three-point play, and he cannot convert. Antoine Daniels, Trendon Maynard, A.J. Turnbow, Kentrell Evans, Caleb Brooks. The five on the floor for head coach Chris Brandt and the Auburn High Tigers. Maynard on the left-hand side of the floor. Opelika students making noise. Antoine thought about the left wing three. Takes a tougher shot from 18 feet and buries it, coach. That's unbelievable from Antoine Daniels.
He has so much elevation on that jump shot. It's so hard. So hard to defend.
Under five to play, third quarter. Auburn back within three. 38-35 is Opelika's lead. Make it five now. Backdoor cut, nice Kyrie Johnson. That's a beautiful play. Auburn's got to string together a couple of stops here in this third quarter.
Can't let the press bother him.
Maynard kicks it to the corner. Caleb Brooks for three. Big time shot from 24 shot, in black. He's up to 10 in the ballgame. Auburn back within two. 40-38, Opelika leads. They're moving left to right on your radio dial. Right wing, now the left wing. Kicks it to Carney right in the lane. Good and a foul. Oh, my goodness. Opelika with all the momentum. Every time the Tigers get a bucket on one end, coach, they give up one on this end.
Yeah, I mean, you almost wonder, do you need to go to a zone? You got to keep Caleb in the game because he can flat out shoot it. But you almost wonder, do you go to a zone? Because it's hard for us to guard those drives.
Yeah, one-on-one has not been it's not been our friend tonight, unfortunately.
And the whistle's tight. So, you know, they get in there, it's a little bump. They're going to get a call.
4:22 in the third quarter. Carney cannot convert on the third, on the and one opportunity. Tigers bringing it up right to left as we look at it. 4:15 to play, third quarter. We're on the road at Opelika. Kickball by McNally. 42-38, Opelika leads. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. I want to remind you the second half action of tonight's game is brought to you by the Gouche Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at gouchecenter.auburn.edu. Got head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High Varsity Girls team with us on the broadcast. Talk to him a little bit at halftime. Sticking around for the third quarter. We're having a good time here on the road at Opelika. Caleb Brooks dumps it down low. Turnbow wasn't ready for it. Had it stripped. Here come the Dogs. Johnson in the lane. Blocked by Antoine, who steps on the baseline. Yep. It was a good play by one in black. It'll stay on this end, but Opelika's going to have to earn it. 3:55, third quarter. Their lead is 4. They kick to the near corner. Holloway with a screen. Thought about the 3 straight away. He's guarded by A.J. Turnbow in the semicircle. Kicks to McNally. Whips a pass across the floor. Had an opportunity. Cut on the baseline and a blocking foul by Antoine Daniels. How do you coach that right there when he gets to the baseline and you have he maybe has a step or two? How do you step in front of him without picking up the foul?
Yeah, you got to have backside help. I don't think you can overcommit there to try to stop that drive. I think you just got to have the ball. You got to have reversal on the backside. You got to have another defensive person step over, maybe take a charge, maybe get a block. But like I said, man, it's hard to keep. It's hard for us to stop these drives. It wouldn't surprise me if we end up going to a zone to see if that gives us anything out of it. Oh, that's a good steal.
Opelika throws it away. Here comes Antonio Welch. Got a headband on now. Didn't have it on in the first half. Maybe that'll change his juju a little bit. Kicks to the far corner. That's Caleb Brooks.
That's a bucket. That kick and shoot it.
Bang.
Oh, and got a foul here.
And now got a foul underneath the basket. That's on Opelika. And it'll be Auburn High basketball. An offensive foul against the Dogs. How about Caleb Brooks with 6 points in the third quarter to go with the 7 he had in the first half. And Auburn is within a point here against Opelika. 3:27 to play, third quarter.
Oh, they called a technical.
Wow, they did. Good call, Coach. They did call a technical. I didn't see it. And that'll put Antoine on the line. And he buries the first.
That's big. That gives us 2 shots and the ball back.
That's exactly right. Antoine, a 70% free throw shooter on the season, has the highest volume by far of anybody on the team, and goes 2 for 2.
Yeah, I think he probably leads the team in every category. That's the last time I was looking at it.
Absolutely. Points, rebounds, minutes played.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, man. Antoine is what makes this team go.
It's a big possession right here.
Auburn has their first lead in a long time. First lead in the second half, for sure. 3:20 to play, third quarter. 43-42, and the basketball. Reef at the elbow. Gets to the lane. They left him alone. He couldn't convert. Antonio Welch is fouled on a rebound attempt for the Tigers. We saw the hops right there from Tony. We normally see it on the football field. Got to see it on the hardwood right there. Tigers keep possession. 3:13 to play, third quarter. Auburn's lead is now 1. Antoine off the inbound, kicks to the corner. Brooks wants another one. Can't get it to fall. And the rebound cleared by Kyrie Johnson. And then a foul 70 feet from the basket from A.J. Turnbow. And that's important. That's now the 5th team foul on Auburn in this quarter. Bonus free throws.
That's a bad foul. I tell the girls all the time, that foul is the one foul that I'm like, we cannot commit that foul that far away from the basket.
That's when I see and hear you say, come here. And you start coaching them up.
Got to get back, And that's hard to tell players because they know they just made a mistake. They just missed the layup, and they want to get it immediately back.
Trying to make up for it. Yeah, Kyrie Johnson steps up and knocks down the first free throw. We're knotted up at 43 apiece.
Going a smaller lineup here.
Yep, Turnbow out, and Trendon Maynard back in. Again, Maynard with just 3 points on the night, and they were in the first quarter. They were early for this Auburn High team. Second free throw from Johnson is no good.
No good.
That rim has not been kind to Opelika in this third quarter at the free throw line. 43 all with 3 to play in the third quarter. Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial here in a packed house at Opelika High School. JV boys got a win. Varsity girls got a win. Trendon Maynard wants a win from behind the arc. Can't get it to fall. Antoine skies for the board. Kicks it out for Caleb. That's a 3 from the left-hand wing. No. And the rebound pulled down by McNally. 43-43, 2:35 to play in the third quarter. Dogs in the half court to our right. Shooting into the Opelika student, or to the Auburn High student section, that is. Should be a kick ball. And they're going to say it's out of bounds, goes into the Opelika student section. I thought a kick ball, if nothing else, but They say it's out on Auburn. It'll stay on this end. Micah Truitt in the ball game for the first time in the third quarter. Now it's Carney Wright into the hands of McNally. The run of motion offense around the rainbow. Right-hand side, that is Johnson. Gets to the lane. Finger roll, layup, no, but a blocking foul. And I think that's on Antonio Welch. And it is.
I think they found their recipe, man. They're attacking the basket. They are consistently attacking the basket.
Other than go to a zone, what do you do here, Coach? How do you at least slow it down? I don't think you're going to stop it with how aggressive they are, but how do you at least slow it down, maybe force a pass or two?
Well, it's a whole lot easier on the girls' side when you just can get a big kid like Hannah Shepherd or somebody and go,
right,
just stay in the paint.
Just go with size.
Block everything that comes in. But, you know, with guys, I think you got to challenge them. I think at this point you challenge your team to go, hey, right, they're putting on the floor and getting around you. Like, I mean, this is kind of like, I mean, you're going to kind of toughen up and put your chest out and kind of get a stop.
Kind of a pride thing, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Kyrie Johnson leaves the first free throw short. He's now on the back end of it and does not leave it short that time. He's got four in this quarter. As Opelika takes the lead back, 44-43, 2 minutes to play in the corner. Antonio Welch to the lane, cannot get the bucket, but gets the blocking foul. Tony heads to the line.
That's a nice drive. I mean, you know, and I think, you know, we talked about Opelika and this being their recipe, attacking the basket. I think that has to be the recipe for Auburn as well.
Yeah.
I think they have to drive downhill and attack that zone.
That's the fourth team foul on Opelika. Again, five fouls a corner will put a team in the bonus. Tony cannot convert on the first. Do you like that in high school basketball? Five fouls a quarter puts you in the bonus?
It depends on who's officiating the game that night, I guess.
And it's also a double bonus, so it's two free throws regardless.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the fact that it's a double bonus, we got to make one of those.
Yeah, Tony comes up empty. So Opelika's lead remains one.
I think Auburn's kind of showing it up. I told you they got to go to a little bit of a zone. Yeah. That's kind of where they are.
Yeah, a little 2-3 zone. Yeah. Leads to an open three for Johnson. Oh, my goodness. That's the only bad part about the zone.
Yeah, that kind of sets everything I just said up because they came out of
here. Opelika now leads by four. Auburn barely breaks the press, tries to feed a pass inside. Antonio Welch comes up with the loose ball, barrels its way into the lane, and an offensive foul. That might be five on Tony. If not, that's four. I lost count on his fouls.
Yeah, I think that's five.
Let's see. Yeah, he's going to sub out. Trey Ross is back in with 1:37 to play in the third quarter. 47 Opelika, 43 Auburn High. Got head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High varsity girls with us on the broadcast. Auburn 3-2 in area play. Opelika 2-3. Tigers can secure the 2 seed tonight with a win. Opelika trying to fight for that 2-3 seed, avoid a possible coin flip with Smith Station if the Panthers upset the Red Devils tonight. But Auburn just looking for a win. In the lane, shot won't fall, putback won't fall, and Auburn dodges a bullet. 47-43. Here come the Tigers. Reef back to Antoine. Had it poked away and into the hands of Trendon Maynard. 5-on-4 for Auburn. Antoine, dribble drive, pull up from 18, pure.
Great elevation on that jump shot.
That's next level, Coach.
It is.
Brady McNally, looked like he took an extra step. Bounce passes, a shoe shiner off the Dogs. Here comes Auburn. Caleb Brooks to the corner. Cash Reef thought about the three. Daniels looks for a three. Left it way short. And Opelika will let him know about it. 40 seconds to play. Counting down third quarter. Carney Wright, floater in the lane is good over Cash Reef. Auburn is down by four. Maynard accelerates across the 10-second line. Kicks to the corner. Antoine for three.
Nice.
He responds with a big-time shot in front of his own bench.
Nice shot. It's a great response. We need a stop right here.
Antoine with 10 in the corner. Carney Wright kicks to the corner. McNally wide open on the wing. Left it short. But Opelika comes up with the board. They've got the basketball with 10. Carney right in the lane. Shot was stripped. Inside. Bucket is no good. But a foul will put Elijah Odin on the line with a chance to get his first points of the game. 5.2 to play in the third. Opelika up by one.
This is a kid of 23, Elijah Odin. What year is he? He looks kind of young.
He is a junior at 6'4", 195.
This guy, I was just about to say, my next comment is going to be he's got really good size. Probably a football player.
Probably, yeah. I don't think I remember the name, but, yeah, a guy that doesn't play a ton of minutes. He's listed as the only true center, actually two true centers on this team, with London Ray, the freshman, at 6'3", 180 as well. Looks like a piece of equipment came off of Odin's jersey, so he'll toss that off. Gives everybody a chance to catch their breath. 5.2 in the third quarter, 49-48. is Opelika's lead, a chance to extend it at the free throw line. First one banks in.
That was actually a headband for his hair.
Oh,
it's an arm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah. So
you see that all the time.
I keep a lot of those around my wrist there for.
You got to be ready, don't you?
I got a tie hair back. It's a hair tie. That's what it is.
So 5.2. Auburn will be moving right to left off the free throw, make or miss, down by two, third quarter. And he goes 2 for 2. That one rattles home.
Right, got a good tempo right here.
Tigers moving right to left. Antoine across the timeline. It is Cash Reef at the buzzer for three. Won't fall. And Auburn will go to the fourth quarter. Not a bad look for Cash Reef.
Yeah, Tigers, not a bad look.
Yeah, Tigers trail by three. We head to the fourth quarter. Don't you dare turn that radio dial. It's coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Start of the fourth quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 51-48. Auburn trails Opelika with 8 minutes to play here on the road at Opelika High. Appreciate head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High Varsity Girls joining us. He normally does during halftime talk about his team. They got a big win here tonight against Opelika, but hung around and called the third quarter with us. We had a good time doing that. If the whole basketball thing doesn't work out, which I think it's going to for him, he can absolutely be a broadcaster, that's for sure. As we are on the road in a packed out, standing room only Opelika High School gymnasium. Tigers trail by three. 51-48. It is Auburn High with the basketball. Right to left on your radio dial. Trendon Maynard works it around the rainbow. He's got it back now on the left-hand wing. Kicks it to Cash Reef. Thought about the three. Down low for Trey Ross. Back out for Caleb Brooks. Back inside, it's Antoine. At the elbow, takes the jumper. It's contested. Doesn't matter. Antoine had 10 in the third quarter, picks right back up in the fourth, and Auburn is back within one. They've been trailing almost the whole time. They did get the lead back in the third quarter, but it didn't last very long. Opelika has been in control almost the whole game. Carney Wright in the corner, kicks down low. Holloway had a shot blocked, but the rebound comes out to the Dogs. Holloway on the left-hand side, guarded by Antoine Daniel. That was a feet shuffle at the top, no call. Carney Wright gets stuck. Holloway near corner, open three, got it. Auburn had done a good job of limiting Jadarian Holloway. Had 7 in the first half. He's now got 5 in the second half. We're 60 seconds in to the final quarter. Auburn trailing by 4. Right to left. Join your radio dial. Cash Reef. No doubt about it. Takes the 3 and makes the 3. Cash Reef. A grip and rip shot in front of the Opelika fans. Auburn back within 1. 6:45 to play in the ballgame. Opelika moving left to right. They're in their home white uniforms. And everybody in the student sections on each end zone is on their feet. At the top, it's Johnson. Dribble drive on Antoine. Shot no good, but a foul on Antoine Daniels. We'll put Opelika at the free throw line. 6:28 to play in the fourth quarter. A reminder that second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Goosh Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. Auburn beat Opelika the first time on January 16th back at Auburn High. 74-57 is Johnson's first free throw is good. Auburn survived a big game there. I survived a pretty big fight there as well. Haven't had one of those break out yet. Hopefully that stays the same. And a 2-for-2 trip for Kyrie Johnson. I feel like I've said this 18,000 times. Lead back up to 3 for Opelika. 56-53, 6:20 to play. Trendon Maynard kicks to the corner. Caleb Brooks, contested 3. He got it. Caleb Brooks, what a shot from 24. He has had himself a game. His first bucket in the fourth quarter, and we're tied at 56, 2 minutes into the quarter. Holloway at the top, gets to the lane. Left-hand floater, left it short. Maynard tracks down the board. Here comes Auburn. Maynard in the open floor. Bounce pass for Brooks. Floater on the baseline, rattles in. 5 points for Caleb Brooks. Tigers back out in front. McNally in the half court for Opelika. Carne right carries, no call. Dribble baseline on Cash Reese. Spins in the lane. That's a nice bounce pass, and Odin was wide open. Elijah Odin, 23 and white. Auburn fell asleep and had no idea he was there. 5.5 minutes to play in the ball game. 58-58, Auburn and Opelika. Antoine, fastball pass in the lane, was stolen. Carde Wright in transition, gets to the semicircle, cut off, kicks it out to the wing, bounce pass, Odin again, knocked away by Trenton Maynard, off the leg of Odin, and it's Tiger basketball. Good play by the senior point guard to knock it off the thigh of 23 and white, and we're going the other way. 5:16 to play, fourth quarter. Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial. This place is eerily quiet with a lot of nerves from both sides. Antoine across the timeline, whips to the corner. Reef wants another three, and he got it. Cash Reef, two big threes in this fourth quarter, and Auburn has their largest lead of the second half. It's three. 6 points for Reef in this fourth quarter, and the Auburn High Tigers are making noise here on the road at Opelika. Johnson, triple drive on Kentrell Evans, dumps it down low, ball knocked out, foul on the floor, no! They call it in the act of shooting. They call it in the act of shooting as Caleb Baker gets the and one opportunity. I thought the foul was down low before he brought it up for the shot. And timeout is called by head coach Chris Brandt of the Auburn High Tigers. It's a 60. So we'll take a timeout as well here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 61-60, Tigers lead the Dogs with 4:41 to play. We're back in 30 seconds here on 96.3 W Lee.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Minutes and 41 seconds for all the glory here on the road at Opelika High School. Auburn leads Opelika 61-60. Tigers won the first matchup. They're looking to do the same here tonight and claim the two seed in the area. And what's funny is these two teams are most likely going to play each other anyway in the first game of the area tournament with the season on the line. And the free throw is no good on the end. One opportunity. Caleb Baker couldn't convert. And Auburn has the lead and the basketball. Brooks in the corner. Evans in the lane. Back out for Maynard. Swings around the perimeter. Cash Reef in the near corner. Inside for Evans. Scoop pass to Antoine. Goes up to Duncan and fouled. Haven't had many open opportunities at the rim, has this Auburn High team. But that'll put Antoine Daniels, a 70% free throw shooter on the season, at the line. He had two big technical free throws that he made in the third quarter on that very rim. But remember, the student section of Opelika is behind that basket. First free throw is good. Antoine Daniels up to 20 points tonight for a guy that averages 18. He is what makes this team go, man. He's got some creamsicle orange shoes on tonight. And he goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Auburn matches its largest lead of the second half, but it's just 3. Opelika's got a run in them. You know they do. Can Auburn withstand it? And can Auburn stop it? Holloway kicks to the top from the baseline and gets to the lane. Does Johnson good on a foul? How many and one opportunities has Opelika had in this basketball game? Most of them coming in the second half. Auburn cannot defend without fouling right now. Sean Miller would be upset. 4:09 to play, fourth quarter. Opelika can tie it up with a converted three-point play by Kyrie Johnson, who had a great game the last time these two teams played. Left that free throw short. Opelika's missed several free throws in this second half, folks. We are halfway through the fourth quarter. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes to go. Auburn with a one-point lead here on the road against Opelika. Pull up to go. Auburn with a one-point lead here on the road against Opelika. Pull up jumper from the free throw line. Antoine Daniels looks to the crowd of Opelika and lets them know the result. Tigers back up by three. At the top, it's Holloway. Works it around for Baker. Now on the left-hand side for Carday Wright. Left free throw line extended. Backdoor cut, and he slips, and Auburn gets called for the foul. Caleb Baker was trying to cut backdoor. Maybe an off-tiger had a hand on him, but he hit the floor and went on his stomach like a penguin. The fourth foul on Auburn. Remember, five in the quarter will put Opelika on the free throw line, so remember that. With 3:37 to play, Tigers tip out. The inbound pass, Opelika will do it again from the sideline. Baker in the far corner. Antoine Daniels guards him. 3.5 to play, fourth quarter. Auburn up by three. Holloway on the left-hand wing, guarded by Kentrell Evans in the bright pink shoes. Holloway spinning the lane, goes into Cash Reed. Floater way too strong. Putback is there by Kyrie Johnson. Auburn's boxing out in this second half has been poor at best. And Opelika back within one. Antoine at the top, behind the back dribble. Step back. That's a three. No, it was in and out. It counts in the arcade. And Opelika pulls down the board. They can take the lead with a made bucket. McNally at the top, kicks it to Kyrie Johnson, guarded by Cash Reeve. Under three to play at Opelika High. McNally, who had the big first half, quiet in the second half. Kicks to Baker. Volleyball line jumper is good. Over Antoine Daniels, just a two-dribble shimmy for Caleb Baker. And Opelika takes the lead back by one. 2:40 to play. Maynard in the lane. Uses the extra step. Floats it up. No good. Rebound Opelika. Here come the Dogs. Left to right on your radio dial. 2.5 to play. Holloway on the right-hand wing. Guarded by Cash Reeve. Goes one-on-one in the painted area. Spins. Drives. Kicks to the corner. Baker open three. Timeout Auburn. 69-65, Opelika leads with 2:18 to play here at home. And the officials have to split them up. Crossing half court, 30-second timeout. Head coach Chris Brandt is on his team right now, and he should be. The defense has let you down in this second half, man. But you have every chance to get it right back. 69-65, Auburn trails Opelika with 2:18 to play in the ballgame. Brady McNally had the big first half for Opelika, had 18. He's been limited to just two. But players like Kyrie Johnson, who had seven in the third, six here in the fourth. Caleb Baker with nine in the second half. Been a little bit of everybody, a little bit of everything for Opelika. And I guess it was a 60-second timeout. I thought it was a 30, so apologies there. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you being with us here on 96.3 W Lee, 96.3WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Whether you've been tuned in since the beginning of the varsity girls game or you just now found us scrolling through driving home, you better not go anywhere, man. Auburn Opelika, this is as good as it gets. Tigers on the road in the dog pound, trailing by four. As we approach 2 minutes to play, fans are on their feet here at Opelika High. Kentrell Evans at the top, hands off for Maynard, shoots the three, cannot convert, and Opelika comes up with the board. Maynard has struggled from the floor tonight. Just 3 points for the senior point guard. We're under two to play here at Opelika. Evans guards on the right-hand wing, that is Baker. And a pass nearly stolen by Reeve leads to an opportunity in the lane. Should be a charge, and it is! Antoine Daniels draws the charge on Kyrie Johnson. Didn't make the shot, but you'll take the foul if you're Auburn High. But just the second foul on Opelika in this quarter. Again, Auburn with four, so their next foul will put the Dogs on the line. Maynard across half court. Kicks it to Evans. To the corner for Brooks. A contested three. No. Rebound to the hands of Kyrie Johnson with 90 seconds to play. Opelika leads by four. Carday Wright out to McNally, and the Dogs will slow it down. Johnson at the top. Carne Wright has it on the near wing. Guarded by Caleb Brooks. Dribble drive, floater, no good. Gets his own board. Put back is good. His first bucket in the fourth quarter is a big one. Antoine in the half court, moving right to left. Step back, left wing three. No, he nearly airballed it. And the rebound comes to Kyrie Johnson. He is fouled with 63 seconds to play. And we're going to walk 90 feet for free throws. ...71-65. Opelika leads Auburn here on their home floor. In terms of postseason, this one meant more to Auburn, or meant more to Opelika. But in terms of the rivalry, man, it's equal. As every person in this gym is on their feet, first free throw. It's the friendly roll for Kyrie Johnson. 7 points in this first quarter, 7 in the third quarter. Give him 14 for the half, give him 16 for the game. And he can make it 17 and stretch this lead to 8. And he does. Timeout, Auburn High. It's a full. 103 to play, 73-65. Auburn trails Opelika. We're back in 30 seconds as you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
A minute and 3 seconds to play here at Opelika High. Auburn trails Opelika 73-65 as Opelika fans are starting to feel it here on the final area game of the regular season. Auburn's 8-game win streak against Opelika is in big danger right now. Opelika with a win tonight would claim the three, or would claim have Auburn as the 3 seed, Opelika as the 2 seed, and these two teams will match up in game one of the area tournament. Auburn trying to make some noise though. Caleb Brooks on the right hand wing. We're under a minute to play. Kentrell Evans takes a three, too strong. McNally skies for the board. Auburn tries to foul and can't do so. They tip a pass out of bounds, does Cash Reese on the far sideline with 42 seconds to play. As Caleb Brooks will sit down, Antonio Welch will sub in. 42 seconds to play. Opelika inbounds. They inbound to Kyrie Johnson, who just went 2 for 2 at the free throw line. He's going to have a chance at a couple of more. Opelika in the bonus. They'll shoot free throws on every foul the rest of the way. Dogs coming off a big win against Central the other night by 2. They were down 17-2 to start that basketball game. Came all the way back to win it. And are on their way to doubling down and beating Auburn in back-to-back games. Auburn and Central in back-to-back games. For the team that was considered the one to beat to start this season. As Kyrie Johnson leaves the door open just a hair. 73-65. Auburn needs a miss. Auburn needs a bucket in a big way. Doesn't have to be a three. You just need something, need it fast. Second free throw from Johnson. In and out. Evans grabs the board. Hands off to Antoine. Turns up the floor right to left. 35 seconds. Into the lane. Turnover. Ball's on the floor. Dogs are on the floor. Timeout called by Opelika. 31 seconds on the clock, and Antoine turns the basketball over. And it will be Opelika basketball coming out of the timeout. And it was a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. So if this score holds, or if this result holds, Opelika will be the 2, Auburn will be the 3, Central will be the 1, Smith Station will be the 4. And that area tournament will be hosted at Central Phoenix City for the varsity boys. Varsity girls will be hosted at Auburn High. And again, Auburn and Opelika, if they are the 2 and 3 seeds, they will play each other in the first game of the area tournament at Central Phoenix City, where the winner moves on and the loser season is over. Talk about dramatic. That's as big as it gets for two teams that are on their way to splitting the regular season. Opelika with the basketball. McNally trying to advance. Tigers blitz him in the backcourt. You got a foul and almost force a turnover. And Opelika calls a timeout beforehand. That's convenient. 24 seconds in the fourth quarter. This thing's starting to feel like the third quarter of the varsity girls game, dragging on here down the stretch. Be sure you stick with us. We'll have a quick postgame show. Not sure if we'll get Coach Chris Brandt. Tough to get him on road games. Tough to get him after losses, trying to get the guys rallied and get them on the bus, especially in this gym. That'll be flooded as soon as the clock hits triple zeros. So if we get him, great. If not, we'll do a quick recap, tell you what you need to know for next week. A couple of non-area games coming up for Auburn. At Ben Russell Monday, home for Park Crossing Tuesday. And the area tournament starts about a week after that. 73-65. Auburn trails Opelika here at Opelika High. I want to shout out Opelika High, too, with the new athletic director, Craig Montell, getting us set up in a good spot, a safe spot, a clean spot to call our games this evening. So we appreciate Opelika for taking care of us. 22 seconds. Opelika tries to inbound. They turn up the floor and lost it and appears to be out on Auburn. 21 seconds to play. Tigers trailing by 8 as Tiger fans start to head for the exits. Opelika to inbound on the left sideline in front of the Auburn High bench. They find Kyrie Johnson, waits for the foul, and finally gets it with 17 seconds to play. And Kyrie will walk 90 feet and shoot more free throws. Auburn coming off a nice win against Smith Station. Told you Opelika again beat Central in the midweek. And they'll be one of the hottest teams, if not the hottest team, going into that area tournament. Kyrie Johnson steps up and knocks down the first. Give him 9. And now still 9. He missed the second free throw. 9 in the fourth quarter. Auburn needs a bucket, needs it now. Trendon Maynard to the lane. Layup is good with 10 seconds to play. Timeout head coach Chris Brandt. First points for Auburn High, or first points for Trendon Maynard since the first quarter. Oh, a 7.5 and an 8-point deficit, 7-point deficit. Being told the clock ran a little bit too long. I don't know if Auburn's going to fight to get more time put back on it or not. It doesn't look like it. There's an official at the scorer's table. They put 11 seconds back on. Okay. Well, it gives you a little bit more hope. So coming out of this timeout, Auburn's got a full court press. Again, dogs moving left to right as we looked at it. They'll be moving across the word Opelika from the O to the A. Auburn needs a steal and a bucket immediately. A 3 would be even better. Full court press for Auburn. Antoine to guard the inbound. Carter Wright, the one to do so. He'll run the baseline. They get it in. Auburn cannot get the steal. They find McNally. You got to foul him, and they finally do with 7.1. A hesitant whistle several times here down the stretch. And a couple of made free throws here will put this one away. Brady McNally had 13 the first time these two teams played. And he cannot add to his total here. First free throw rattles in and out. 13 the first time, 20 here tonight, with 18 of those coming in the first half. And he did it a little bit of everything. And he makes the second free throw. to give him 21. Kayla Brooks up the floor with five. Turns it over. Half court through it to Opelika. An alley-oop at the buzzer. Can't get it to go. And Opelika defeats Auburn High 75-67 here at home. The Tigers and the Dogs split their two regular season meetings. They will meet again in the area tournament as the 2-3 seed. Opelika the 2, Auburn the 3. They'll meet again in a couple of weeks with the season on the line between Auburn and Opelika. Stick around. Quick post-game show coming up here as you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Your Auburn High Tigers come on the road to Opelika and fall to the Dogs 75-67 in the area finale. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Tigers and Dogs split the regular season meetings. It was a good game the first time around. Auburn beating Opelika inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium 74-57. Opelika returns the favor 75-67. Again, I'm Jacob Goins, and we're joined by the head coach of Auburn High School basketball, Coach Chris Brand. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time. I know it's tough on the road, and especially after a loss. What did you see from your team, and kind of overall thoughts on this performance tonight?
As a old coach told me one time, sometimes the ball falls in the hole, and sometimes it doesn't. And it was one of those things that the ball was definitely falling in for Opelika. They made some tough shots. Our game plan got a little messed up. We had something going on, and then we had to make a quick change because of an injury situation. And I'm not blaming that situation on the injury, but I'm just saying it kind of – we didn't prepare for that right away. So we had to adjust. Antoine had to play inside a lot more than he has done all year. And we just fell short. I mean, it was one of those things. It could have gone either way. They hit two big threes, and we came down in two quick shots. And when that happened – then it was really hard to come back.
Was it Trey that was shaken up then in the second half?
Well, before the game, we lost Hampton. He wasn't able to play tonight.
Yeah.
And So he was going to start, but because of that, we had to change up the lineups and put Kentrell, which Kentrell has started plenty, but we just didn't have the depth in the post, so we started wearing out as the game went on. I thought Trey Ross did an extremely good job the first half, but he got a little bit more exhausted because of the time he was putting in.
Auburn falls to Opelika 75-67. Now 3-3 in area play. Opelika 3-3 in area play. Believe that gives them the 2 seed, coach, gives us the 3 seed. And don't want to say this game didn't matter, but now you play them again coming up in about a week and a half in the first game of the area tournament with the season on the line, up for grabs. That's a lot of pressure on one game against your biggest rival.
Oh, yeah. Well, my wife always said it's hard to beat the team 3 times in a row. So, hey, if we lose this game and it helps us win the next game, I'm all for that. So,
law of averages, right?
Well, oh, yeah, law of average.
A couple of games next week and non-area play. What do you look for from your team to prepare for that against Ben Russell and Park Crossing before the area tournament comes up in a couple of weeks?
Well, I'm hoping on Monday and Tuesday that we're going to get a lot of people playing time, even if they haven't played.
Yeah.
Try to get some more depth. And no matter if we win or lose, we're going to – I'm really more looking into, like, if I played in the summer and get big rotations. And – I want to get on a good note and finish out strong, but on the other hand, I think we need to work on some more depth.
Head coach Chris Brand of the Auburn High Tigers as they fall on the road to Opelika, 75-67. We appreciate your time as always. We'll see you next week for non-area games and then at Central Phoenix City for an area tournament.
Yep, and I just want to say hello to my brother, and I'm sorry. Sorry we lost our rival. He's going to get on to me about that.
So hey, you got another shot, though.
He always reminds me that he never lost Opelika plays, so throws that in my face.
You got a few more games on him, though, Coach. You've been around it a lot longer.
I got tons on him.
We appreciate the time. Head Coach Chris Brandt of the Auburn High Tigers. Always appreciate him taking the time, especially on the road, especially after a loss as well. Auburn falls to Opelika 75-67. So you heard it there. It is confirmed. That is the situation. Opelika will be the 2. Central is the 1. Opelika is the 2. Auburn is the 3. Smith Station is the 4. So, starting on Thursday, February 12th, that is the first game of the area tournament. For the varsity boys, that will be played at Central Phoenix City High School, okay, 45 minutes up the road from Auburn. Central will play Smith Station. Auburn will play Opelika. Those two games, you have to win to keep your season alive. If you lose, you're done. You're over. The season is finished. If you win, you move on to the area championship game, and both of those teams automatically advance to the regional tournament. At that point, you're playing for seeding in the regional tournament. So we're going to tell you more about this coming up on Tuesday. We're back inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, taking on Park Crossing. Okay, girls at 5:30, boys at 7 for the regular season finale inside of Auburn High, and then the area tournament stuff will be coming up the following week. Auburn High girls will host. Auburn High boys will travel to Phoenix City. Final score, Auburn falls to Opelika 75-67. Our next broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network will be Tuesday at home against Park Crossing. Girls start at 5:30. Airtime will be, around 5:15, 5:20 here on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Auburn falls to Opelika on the road, 75-67. We'll see you on Tuesday. I'm Jacob Goins saying stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gunner Pro, and University Ace Hardware. See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 W Lee.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.
W Lee.